True healing and true communication, galactic, cosmic, and earth communication within fractality, multidimensionality, and with self occurs through the power of thought. For thought is energy. It either dissipates, dissolves, disappears when presented forth by the untrained mind on a whim, or it takes shape, holds fast, and becomes manifest when presented forth by the mind of focus, with will engaged and heart open. With focused intention, it becomes a point of perspective in its own right. As your creation, creations from the focused mind of the one who is aware and awake, consciously following the path of intuition into self-realization, the thought is birthed by you. Just as you are birthed through the thought of universal cosmic source. Indeed, that is also you as source self. All thought, therefore, is you, and you are all thought. When this is processed and understood from the physical aspect incarnate, you hold the focused mind and thought. The medium you use with which to shape worlds and create realities. There are many ways to utilize focused thought, and each one of you hold unique patterning for the presentation of thought fabric. Visualization through archetype, image, scene, picture, color, geometry, number, or other presentations are high-level manifestations of thought fabric. When coupled with will and emotion through a pure heart, the thought presentation holds all ingredients needed to create the manifested match. Visualization is one of many ways to present thought fabric. Those with the musical ear work with sound. For all senses are utilized for this creation, including movement of the entire body. For the muscles, organs, bones, and cells of your body are conductors of thought. Independently of you and in unison with you, depending on the individual. When all that is you, mind-body, body-mind matrix, acts in unison as one entity, all holding the same point of focus for thought presentation, one is indeed the master manifester, magician, architect, sorcerer, or wizard. He who consciously creates, not just for self and other, but on a conscious planetary and cosmic level. We present to you now just one technique that will assist in all that is you becoming unified at the cellular, physical, incarnate level, merging with mind-spirit, spirit-mind aspects of you, in order to direct, with focused attention, that which you want to direct. There are many who hear our words who are already accomplished within this task, and we say to you, teach your unique methods to all and everyone who wishes to stand as your student. For now is the time for this knowledge to be made known to all. For those just beginning to work with conscious manifestation, and for those master manifestors who are not yet conscious of their creations, we present for you a method. This method can be used for healing, moving through trauma, release of trauma, and indeed for higher communication. At the most basic level, we take self. The physical presented form that is you. The basic level is the foundation, and the foundation needs to be forged with strength in order that it may be built upon. There are those who fly high above the basic and begin to create worlds through vortexes of mind before they ever take a step upon solid ground. This is good, most good. But remember, the basic, the foundation, the ground level, it is needed also, so you may direct the stream with focus when the stream of thought is anchored. So therefore, we take you, the image that is you, and we work within the sacred cross of the true you, the matrix grid field. Yet we hold sight of the physical image of you. We work with the forward, backward, front, behind, future, past aspect of the matrix grid field, that which we call the horizontal rainbow bridge pathway. Therefore, the visualization is twofold. One may sit comfortable and warm, either in contemplation, rest and relaxation, or meditation. Eyes closed is recommended, yet is not necessary for advanced meditators. This visualization can also be undertaken during movement, methodical, meditative, walking, or through sacred movements such as eurythmy, tai chi, yoga, dance that creates flow, and other unique forms of movement. One can use the archetype of the scribe within and write the method as instructional steps or as story. Each will work. Each is a key to the doorway that takes you into the method, the process of thought creation of which we speak. The first stream to this visualization is that of self, your physical self. You can use this method for others, yet begin the journey with self in order to create as strong a foundation as possible with which to anchor. As you look at the self you are now, he or she that you see in the mirror each day, trace back in your mind the image you used to hold when you were younger. For healing, you will hold the intention of healing, releasing trauma, indeed discovering trauma, and this process is not an easy one. Yet when you take current self and place current self as protector and guide to past self, you operate from the perspective of true self-love. There is no greater power, no greater magic, and no greater healing than true self-love. This visualization works for past self within your current incarnation and that within past life incarnations. Once you move into past life incarnations, you no longer move along the backward moving stream of the horizontal rainbow bridge pathway, you move into the sideways arm of the sacred cross, the quantum field. We recommend you trace this backward pathway along a linear line to begin with in order to create the strong foundation. Yet if the quantum aspects come unbidden and the visualization takes upon a life of its own, if you will, then indeed, go with this, for this is right for you. As you trace these backward streams, for those who cannot find self-love for the aspect of self in the now, they may still move into this method, for the majority of these individuals can find self-love for the aspect of self in the past, especially within the current lifetime, that of the child. The child that you once were. The child that mirrors the child that you hold now as a parent, or the child that you will have as a parent in your future. The child holds love for all who stand in balance, and all who stand in balance hold love for the child. Within your visualization, move to the child, the infant, and each time in one's memory field, land upon a time the child was in distress. Land upon a time when the child was lost. Land upon a time when the child needed comfort. And you, the aspect of self that you are in the now, you offer that comfort. Wrap arms around the child. Lay a kiss upon the child's forehead. And let the child know that you will always be there. for you are the true mother and father to that child. For it is always self, always self. And this method gives you true healing of self. You may take as much time as you wish, comforting, loving, nurturing, and healing the child, the infant, and move along the stream into adolescence, young adulthood, wherever the visualization leads you. For whilst you are the focus for the visualization itself is a point of perspective. Therefore, it holds life and consciousness. The child you comfort is real, for the imagination is the landing pad into the true reality. Allow the visualization to flow. You are the director. And as the director, there are times when you step back and allow the creation itself to do the creating. Go wherever you may. The visualization is yours. You may trace back to any time that has gone before. A time when the child was nervous, you bring encouragement. A time when the child was happy, you share in that happiness. And indeed, you may move into the sideways arm of the horizontal rainbow bridge pathway to visit the child that experienced the alternate reality to you. He or she who made a different choice. You may choose to shift your present to mirror the result of that choice. You may go wherever you so choose within this visualization and allow the visualization to take you where it will. As you comfort, protect, love and heal the past aspect of self, you activate the forward-moving branch of the matrix field. Future aspect of self shall move backwards in time to comfort, protect, love, and heal you. It cannot be any other way, for the matrix grid field seeks equilibrium and balance at all times. If the aspect of self in the now moves backwards in time to heal the past aspect of self, then the future aspect of self must do the same. The sacred cross strives for balance, for it too is a point of perspective and holds life and consciousness. It is the very core of all that is you, the source self aspect of all that is you. And what delights are there to behold when the future aspect of self comes to you in the now? For you may see you, a little older perhaps, or you may find that light years have passed, and the rainbow aspects of you in light body form and extraterrestrial, ultra-dimensional form have moved back, back, back far in time and space to heal and love and protect that which you are in the now. This knowledge of the future self will come to you at your own pace. Those who are pure of heart will have their hearts lifted at these visualizations. Those who are yet to find the pure heart that they seek may find that emotions are brought to the surface as deep traumas are healed throughout many stages of their lives. This is healing at the deepest levels. And whilst at times it may not be easy, it is taking you into freedom of self. And freedom of self is healing of self on all levels. As you comfort, heal, and protect the child aspect, the past aspect, you change the aspect of you in the now. For you are becoming the time jumper. And as healing takes place in the past, the future shifts into its new position as the wheel that is the matrix field turns and finds its match, finds once again its balance. As you utilize this visualization for healing, so too can you do this for communication, delivering knowledge and information to the past aspect of self. As you move backwards in time, finding the moments when the past aspect of self is confused, questioning, looking for guidance and information, asking for higher communication. Then you, the aspect of self in the now, shall be there. As a child, you can walk within the imaginary friends that are always with the child. When the past aspect asks, as the seeker, for the guidance from spirit, you, the aspect of self, in the now, are there, for you are spirit. And when you stand in the new now, that has become your current now and your always now, you remember the past. You remember there was always someone there, guiding me, protecting me, giving me faith and hope when I was lost, showing me the way. You realize that someone was you all along, you in the future. For it all comes back to self. When you walk this visualization, the future aspect of self shall come to you, to bring you information, messages, truths about your reality. There will be more than one future aspect at this point, for each choice creates a new future aspect. For the probability field matrix is opened up. Yet the future self aspect shall teach you all this in your communications. Your future self aspect may be the ascended Master Merlin, the keeper of magic himself. It may be the goddess Athena, or a collective consciousness of infinite beings of light. Or it may be you. 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Each future aspect is as valuable as the other. None is higher or better than the other. And the future aspect of self that comes to you is the right aspect for you at that time. The second stream to this visualization is the horizontal rainbow bridge pathway itself. As you move into the past and find the child, the past aspect, visualize the pathway moving behind you as you stand within the central core of the sacred cross. A pathway stretches out behind you, lit up with rainbow light, as the rainbow bridge across time. Or you may visualize a yellow brick road, or perhaps a path of pure light across a dark cosmic void. Whichever visualization comes to you or is of your choosing, it is the right one for you, and you may change it at will, or it may change. The objective here is to know that as you move backwards to comfort the child or bring information to the past aspect of self, you consciously activate the geometry of the individualized matrix field. This is the sacred Merkaba, the chariot of fire, the light ship, your cosmic transportation that shall take you into transformation. The awareness of the horizontal rainbow bridge pathway is the foundation into the entire flower of life grid formation. When you know the matrix grid field, you know true self and you know true source. As you receive the future aspect of self, as you yourself in the future, or as ascended masters and guides of light, know that you activate the forward moving aspect of the rainbow bridge pathway. Stand within the central core and feel the activation as the streams of light stretch ever forward and ever behind, knowing you are processing and have processed this aspect of your matrix grid field. For when you think in geometric form, you think with the pure language of light, and your communication with Source is instantaneous. We repeat, your communication with Source is instantaneous. You and Source are one, consciously one. As the different presentations of the future aspects of self present as alternate future aspects, then you have activated the sideways arm of the sacred cross, the quantum field. At this point, you stand within the central core of the sacred cross, with paths of rainbow light stretching behind, in front, and to each side of you. You now have truly activated the sacred cross. Those who use movement as part of their spiritual path may recreate this geometry of light with their physical body. Certain asanas within yoga and other formations within other movement disciplines are practiced in order to activate the sacred cross of the matrix grid field. We suggest you sit with this exercise, this method, and allow the activated geometry and the visualization to process. The next step upon this journey of the full activation of the matrix field is the diagonal aspects into the Flower of Life grid formation. Once the sacred cross is consciously activated, the matrix field itself will show itself to you in its entirety. You shall begin to see this geometry that is life, this geometry that is pure creation, in all things. You shall see it everywhere, in nature, in number sequence, and you shall come to know it personally. This is also known as the Fibonacci sequence, the golden mean or golden ratio, or phi or phi. This is the key to the mysteries of life. And those mysteries were right there in front of you all along, within all that is you, the true you. We are the white-winged collective consciousness of nine.